Well, I'm proud of the way the guys fought today. We fell short. We didn't make enough plays to win this game, but the effort was there. And we just have to continue to get better each week and just be a consistent football team.
Teddy, do you feel there were some plays left on the field, especially in the first half there with just some missed throws down the field?
Yeah, there were a ton of plays left on the field. And, you know, whenever you're playing a team as good as the Green Bay Packers, you want to make sure that, you know, you're making all those plays. So, you know, like I said, we left a bunch of plays out there in the first half, but no, the guys did a great job. We did a great job of making adjustments at halftime and coming back out and playing a better game. But like I said, we fell short.
Sometimes you start slow and then seem to pick it up late.
You know, I think Coach North Turner said it best at halftime that for about the first 10 minutes of the game, we were trying to feel our way through, getting the feel for the Green Bay Packers. But we just have to come out and just play fast right away. And no, in the second half, like I said, we were able to make adjustments and start faster.
Teddy, what did you see on the interception?
It was just a poor decision and a ball that I should have thrown away. The play was covered very well by the Green Bay Packers. But, it was a situation that, occurred throughout the game, but I had to, put it behind me. And we continued to fight through adversity, like I said, that turnover. So, like I said, we did a great job of just bouncing back and making adjustments.
Why do you say that you should have thrown it away? Because it was covered or you didn't have the throw or what?
Yeah, the play was covered well. You know, the guy did a great job of dropping into his zone. And, it was one of those decisions where, I came into this game telling myself that I wanted to be aggressive. But, at the same time, when you're trying to be aggressive, you have to be smart. And in that situation, I should have just been smart, threw the ball away. I believe it was first down. So we could have came back and had two more chances at the drive. Oh, no, it came out right, but like I said, I should have just thrown it away, and it was a forced throw.
Teddy, some of the offensive players were saying the defense kind of
did its job, a team that had scored 50 in 2 weeks in a row, only got 24, but yet when you're playing an Aaron Rodgers unit, the offense maybe needs to step up a little. Do you kind of feel that way as well?
You know, we try not to feel any pressure around here. We knew that, the Green Bay Packers had a pretty good offense. Well, they're one of the best offenses in this league, so we knew that, it was going to be a task and a challenge for our defense. And like the guys have said, the defense did a great job of slowing those guys down throughout the entire course of the game. And I think we did a good job for the most part of trying to keep their offense off the field and sustaining drives. But we just didn't make enough plays today, and we fell short.
For you, the ball kind of was sailing a little bit. Your accuracy wasn't as good as you would like early. What do you maybe kind of attribute that to?
You know, coming to this game, I wasn't able to play the first time we played the Green Bay Packers. And I was trying to get a feel for this rivalry, and now I know what it's about. And I think I was just very excited, being able to play the Green Bay Packers for the first time. And I just have to settle down and remain poised and just let the game come to me. And we have a great group of guys here who, will pull me to the side, or, our coaching staff, Coach Scott Turner, he's on the sideline with me. And he just tells me, consistently throughout the game, you're going to have some ups and downs, but, you just keep fighting. Well, we're calling plays that allow me to get the ball out of my hands and get some rhythm early in the game. And then our offensive line was doing a great job today of, allowing me to sit back and throw the football today. And then the running backs were doing a great job also in the run game. So for me, I just have to continue to just, have an aggressive mindset. But like I said, it's an overall team thing, and we're going to continue to get better.
Hey, you seem to be using your legs more when you get under pressure. Is that something you've been trying to work on more?
Yeah, whenever something isn't there down the field, because this is the NFL and teams are going to play great coverage throughout the course of the game. So, when the opportunity presents itself to run the football, the coaches have been telling me, don't be afraid to use my legs to extend plays. So, today those opportunities showed, and I took advantage of them. But, as an overall offense, we did a great job of, continuing to move the sticks. And the wide receivers did a great job in the passing game and spacing up. And the running backs did a great job also. You talk about Joe Banyard, a guy who we asked to step up for us today, C.J. Johnson, guys who we've asked to make plays for us on a weekly basis. And, ever since I've been here, I've been impressed with these guys. And, we're only going to get better.
When you saw that, what Rodgers did with that interception on a short field, was that example that when you play the Packers, there isn't a lot of room for error?
Oh, yes, that's a great example. Whenever you're playing a team, like you say, the Green Bay Packers are a team like Aaron Rodgers, with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, You want to sustain drives. You don't want to give them a short field because we know that, you know, their offense is a high-powered offense and they're capable of scoring and taking advantage of your turnovers.
What did you observe from that play
by Charles Johnson, left sideline? Did he drop it? Could you have thrown the ball better? What do you kind of observe?
You know, in the course of the game, you're going to have throws that you wish you could have back. You know, Charles did a great job. He made a great attempt at trying to make the catch. Now, I could be better in my ball placement. But, like I said, that's one of those plays that we didn't make, you know, and it caused us to fall short today. So, you know, we're going to continue to make strides at making those throws and getting better.
Is it primarily ball placement for you right now, or do you think you need to get more zip or whatever the word is on some of those throws?
You know, it's one of those deals with ball placement. Charles ran a great route, and all I had to do was just lay it out there and give him a chance to make the catch. Like I said, that's one of those plays that we hit throughout the week in practice, and today we just didn't get it.
Teddy, even at a loss, does a game like today, you know, prove to you that you're going to be a quarterback in this league for a long, long time, and do you feel you're making that improvement?
You know, each week I'm trying to get better, and this team is trying to get better. And we have 10 other guys in the huddle with me, and we have guys, our backups, are doing a great job of, you know, making the game easier for me on a weekly basis. The coaching staff, they're calling a great game each week. So for me, I feel that I'm continuing to gain confidence each week. I'm being more aggressive each week. I'm being able to push the ball down the field. And I wouldn't be able to do that without the coaching staff calling the plays. And our guys doing a great job up front, whether it's in the passing game, protection-wise, or no, the running back's doing a great job. So for me, I'm gaining that confidence, and I'm glad that our guys are doing a great job. It hasn't been difficult at all because in this offense, you know, each week a different guy can step up and make plays. And Charles has did a great job today. Greg Jennings, you know, he's been a consistent player for us. Jarius Wright, you know, and Cordero, those guys have all shown flashes throughout the year. And Adam also. So we just find different ways to get our playmakers the ball. If one guy is hot, you know, we're going to continue to try to find different ways to, you know, allow him to make plays. So it's not difficult at all for me. I trust all of those guys, and those guys trust me.
Last couple for Teddy.
You may have had trouble in the past with, like, scrambling quarterbacks. How key was your running ability out of pocket, you thought, today for the offense?
I think it was very key, and it was very useful, you know, whenever plays broke down the field. And we knew that those guys would play great coverage throughout the course of the game. You know, so whenever the opportunity presented itself to run, I just took advantage of it.
Did you ever look on the other sideline, or when the Packers are on the offense, see some of the throws that Rodgers is making today? Did you pay attention to that at all?
Oh, yeah. So I actually joked around with Greg Jennings today on the sideline and told him, you know, when Aaron was on the field, I wanted to get up and watch him just to see how he operates throughout the course of the game. And, you know, like I said, our defense did a great job of slowing those guys down, you know, throughout the course of the game. And, you know, but Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's playing great football right now, and I just love watching him play.